I realize a lot of my content has been very different from what I usually do, and so I'd like to use this episode as a return to form. Hello, and welcome to the Home for Anime. I am your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie, and I love Naoko Yamada's work. I do. She directed two of my favorite movies, those being Liz and the Bluebird and A Silent Voice, which I found out recently I own three copies of. I own one copy of Liz and the Bluebird, go figure. Between her work at Kyoto Animation, where she did Liz and the Bluebird, and where she did A Silent Voice, she's also been making waves at Science Saru by making Hikke Monogatari, which I also really enjoyed. And now she's doing her first feature for Science Saru, that being The Colors Within. Now, what is The Colors Within about? I love doing this. I'm just going to read this straight up. Get my reading voice on. Totsuko is a high school student with the ability to see the colors of others. Colors of bliss, excitement, and serenity, plus a color she treasures as her favorite. Kimi, a classmate at her school, gives off the most beautiful color of all. Although she does not play an instrument, Totsuko forms a band with Kimi and Rui. A quiet music enthusiast, they meet at a used bookstore in a far corner of town. As they practice at an old church on a remote island, music brings them together, forming friendships and stirring affections. Will they discover their true colors? So yeah, it's about this girl named Totsuko. Her classmate, or former classmate, Kimi, and this quiet guy who lives on an island named Rui. It's actually a very straightforward movie. And it's because of that that it's so fascinating. I've seen some online discourse about this film. Totsuko does go to a Catholic school. Kimi also went to the school before she dropped out. And because of that, and because of some Christian imagery, people are saying that Naoko Yamada has directed a Christian film. Well, that just isn't the case. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. In that online discourse, I have seen people say, I'm not going to see this Christian propaganda, what have you. And, I mean, I respect, you know, everyone's path of life. If you are not a Christian, you know, I totally get it. But this movie is not about Christianity. There are some Christian themes that are worked in because Totsuko is at a Christian Catholic boarding school, but this isn't like Jesus Christ is here to save you from XYZ and you're all gonna go to hell if you don't change your ways type thing. This isn't that type of movie. This is a movie, quite frankly, about friendship and music. Honestly, something that I really love about it, well, before I get too off topic, it's about those things, so please rest assured, this is not Christian propaganda. Please go see this movie. It is so good. You have nothing to fear, I promise. But this film really reminded me, and it put me in the presence of mind while I was watching it, as opposed to after. I said, there are a lot of parallels between this and Lou Over the Wall. I think Lou Over the Wall is much more zany, and this is much more rooted in reality. But the parallels, like them practicing on an island, three kids in a band, not telling anybody, and just overall fun, colorful elements, are what tie the two together, on top of them both being from Science Saru. And when I say that, I'm not saying it as a comparison. From me, it's coming from a point of high praise because Lou Over the Wall is and has been for 6 years, 7 years, one or the other, has been my ultimate comfort movie. Whenever I am feeling sad, I know that I can turn on Lou Over the Wall, and by the end of it, I will be so happy. And this film brings me a very similar joy. The love for music is there, but what differentiates this is that with the story itself being so straightforward, how do you make it engaging? Because what I told you is pretty much the whole movie. But how do we express emotion? How do we differentiate it from the wackiness that is Lou Over the Wall? Well, if you're Naoko Yamada, obviously you're going to use legs. Legs are a way that she displays emotion, anxiety, excitement, things like that. But one thing that is very captivating about all of Yamada's work, especially as she progresses further into her career, in a way that, despite having seen this maybe 2, 3 weeks ago, I'm really been trying to stew on this, but I don't 100% have a grasp on it, is Yamada's use of color is what makes a straightforward story become an engaging and layered narrative. A coworker of mine at the place where I work and I are working on a series for our institution called Animation is Art. And one of the courses in Animation is Art is based on color theory. And we wanted to use the film Bird Boy to exemplify this. And what I regret is that we actually couldn't just use the colors within because I'm using it for a different, bigger event. Because this is the type of movie that uses color in such a way that you could study it for, if you're in school, like semesters and semesters. This is the type of thing that artists can spend their entire lives trying to craft and understand. And as I'm saying that, is quite literally what Yamada has done. That is what her career is built upon, more than most animators, writers, and directors, I would say. That is one of the main things that she focuses on. And I can say that because I see it in Liz and the Bluebird. I see it in A Silent Voice. I see it in Heike Monogatari. She is an absolute genius who keeps building on the usage of color, on color theory as a whole. And I find that absolutely fascinating because it elevates this film from being straightforward to what did she mean by making this blue separate from this other blue, because the color, and this is a mild spoiler, not that it will probably matter, Kimi's color is blue, but it's a more striking blue to some, potentially, then another blue that she sees from another student. And I had to go back and forth, trying to think, what is the difference? What makes this blue more striking, quote unquote? What makes this blue more striking to me? Is it because Totsuko said something, or is that how I actually feel? So dialogue and color going together and understanding the protagonist's feelings, it's such an incredible way to build a movie that, under any other circumstance, would be so simple and basic. Again, it's straightforward, but there's so much to think about when you are watching, because you know that the basis of the film, aside from music and friendship, is color. The movie is quite literally titled The Colors Within. So what do we do with that? Well, obviously we keep moving forward. And next thing you know, we're on online forums and we're trying to figure out which art books to read PDFs for online, which journals and articles we can read online to try and figure out how color theory works. And without actually typing it in, how does Naoko Yamada do what she does? Now, because of this, there is a bit of an unconventional structure. It's a simple plot, but because of this use of color and this imagery and the way that the story is structured, it's something that may turn some people off. But because of how abstract almost and compact it is, due to A, its runtime, which is less than 2 hours, and B, its imagery, it's confusing. Because it's compact, it can feel rushed, but at the same time, just fleshed out enough. I'm not saying this is a perfect movie, because it's not. Mainly for that reason, it does feel rushed. Some of the conflicts that are honestly blatant, I don't feel like we're resolved in a satisfactory way. I had to do a lot of research, and I am not done yet, just to understand, well, is the lack of resolution in some areas, is it made up for with color or music? Well, I'm not sure. But as always, everyone's mileage may vary, but I say this is ultimately something that is certainly worth watching. I also think that there is a beauty in the combination of the color and the sound, because throughout the film, they are practicing these three songs, and you get to listen to all three of them being performed live at the end of the movie. And all of them are absolutely phenomenal. I mean, they really did make me very happy. I will say that what I just stated about them practicing the songs and then having just an amazing final act with all three of them, along with other comparisons that I've made, I may have a bias despite my few gripes with the film. I may have a bias because it is so similar to my ultimate comfort movie, Lou Over the Wall. But I still 100% believe that this is worth your time. I think that this is worth watching for all the reasons that I've laid out for you here and more. It's a simple movie, but at the same time, there is just so much that you can learn from it. And that is what I love about The Colors Within. That is what I love about Naoko Yamada. And thank you, G Kids, for sending out a screener for this because it is an absolutely magical movie. With that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram and Threads at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. And everything, including the Discord server that I highly urge you to join, can be found on my website, ouranimehome.com. Thank you so much for listening to another special episode. And with that, I am out.